Welcome to the Spiritual Boss Babe podcast. If you're a woman who is ready to step into your power and manifest a life and business that sets your soul on fire, then you are in the right place. I'm your host, Stephanie Bellinger, and I'm a mindset and success coach for spiritual entrepreneurs. I am obsessed with helping my fellow soul sisters shine their light and live out their purpose so they can experience more magic in everyday life. We all have a special purpose here, and we're meant to share our message and gifts with the world. You deserve to be fully supported emotionally, spiritually, and financially from doing your soul's work. Together, we can make a massive impact in the world, and it's time. So let's do this. Hello, my beautiful friend, and welcome back to the podcast, or welcome if it is your first time listening. I'm so excited to have you here. Today's episode is a juicy one. I have one of my really good friends, Jen Casey, on the show, and I'm excited for you to listen in on this. So Jen is one of my good girlfriends. I've known her for several years, and I actually witnessed her opening her gifts a few years back, her energy healing gifts, her channel. I also saw how this made a huge impact in her life and how she started using her gifts in her business and with how she supports other people. So if you are someone who is opening your gifts, or you maybe recently opened them, this is definitely something you want to listen in on. A lot of people have been opening their multidimensional gifts and channel over the last several years. And I think it's a beautiful thing and something that would be beneficial to talk more about. That's why I wanted to bring Jen on the show and share her experience of what conspired when she opened her gifts, how that shifted who she believed herself to be, how that shifted her business, and so much more. But we also get a lot more in this episode around energy work, clearing subconscious mind blocks, and so much more. You're going to get so much out of it as usual, and I can't wait for you to listen in. So a little bit about Jen. Jen Casey is a master coach and trainer of the Psyche Coaching Certification. She's an energy healer, speaker, and host of the Top 100 Psyche Podcast, CEO Psyche Podcast. Through bringing together her love for psychology, the subconscious mind, and energetics, along with her passion for online marketing, program design, and masterful facilitation, she supports online coaches design transformational client experiences from marketing and creation to coaching and facilitation. Jen is a master at her craft, and it's been beautiful to witness her bringing more of her gifts into all of the things that she's doing. So I'm excited. Make sure you check out the show notes so that you know where to find Jen after this episode, so that you can check out all of the things she's up to and has to offer, and tag us when you listen. You can tag me at It's Stephanie Sage, and you can tag Jen at Hey Jen Casey. All right, without further ado, let's welcome Jen onto the show. Before we dive into today's episode, I have another free gift for you that I'm excited for you to jump into, a powerful quantum clearing and activation called Release and Receive. You can sign up for free at the link in the show notes. In this powerful transmission, we do some powerful clearing work to recode your DNA and energy field so that you can shift your vibrational frequency, thus supporting you in releasing programming based in fear, lack, scarcity, distrust in self, etc. And we'll also be activating and anchoring into your star power, abundance, confidence, deep trust in yourself and source, and bringing more of your multidimensional gifts online. So go check out Release and Receive in the show notes. Welcome to the show, Jen. I'm so excited to have you back. It's been a hot minute. I don't even remember what we spoke about, but excited for you to be here.
I'm so grateful and excited. Thank you for having me back. I think it's been like, I don't know, God, we must have recorded something in 2017 or 2018.
Has it been that long?
It might be, maybe 2019. I feel like it's been a while.
It's been a hot minute. So much has shifted for both of us. For those listening, Jen's one of my good girlfriends. We used to have our girl gang trips, which we totally need to get on that again. And we've had trips in Malibu and Sedona. Where else? Austin. And so many things conspired. Like
So
all of
much
us
work.
felt activated in so many different ways. Right?
Yeah,
It's like wow.
huge catalyst moments.
Yeah. So I really wanted to talk to you about your gifts that have opened up that I've witnessed, like the moment they opened. It was like 3 years ago, 4 years ago now. Yeah.
Yeah, 4 years.
I would love to hear like how that unfolded for you. Was there something that conspired before they opened up? Did you know they were going to open up? What exactly happened in that experience? How has it impacted your life? Let's just break it open and flow with it.
I love it. So the gifts that awakened are these energy clearing gifts where I'm essentially able to sense energy in my hands and support people in releasing and clearing and moving it. I had absolutely no idea that these were part of something that I could do. I have always been very energetically sensitive. I've shared in stories before that, like, when I was a little kid, I think I was 2 and a half, I ended up going to like this preschool with my brother because he's a year older and he was too scared to go. And there was a teacher there that I just didn't get a good vibe from her. And apparently, as a little 2 and a half year old, I slapped her across the face. And when they called him home and my mom asked me, why did you do that? My response was because she's a phony. So apparently, and I mean, even when I was younger, I would always sense these energies from people, but I didn't have language for it. And I think that's something that I would love to, just be able to add to the vocabulary of anybody listening to this to just like validate if they're feeling any of those types of things. Cause I don't know if you remember when they first awakened in 2020, there was like no content out there at the time about energy clearing. Now there's so much more. There's so many practitioners sharing videos of their work and like, that's just been so beautiful to see, so validating. I remember scouring YouTube being like, is this real? What's happening? And I just didn't have any like idea of like what is this and what is the context of this? So prior to these gifts awakening, I began my study with plant medicines, and that was profound for me. And you were somebody that really helped educate me about that quite a bit in the early days and just like helping me understand like what these beautiful medicines are and how they can be utilized for healing. And so I'm forever grateful to you because you really were somebody who opened my eyes to, what was possible and just a new way of healing for me from what I had previously experienced. And so I remember it was after my trip, I went to Costa Rica and sat with ayahuasca. And then when I came back to the States, I remember being in a ceremony and all of a sudden my hands started moving and I didn't know really what was happening. And things were activating for me kind of spontaneously. And at first I was just like, oh, my hand's just doing a weird thing, which would sometimes happen, doing a breath work or a meditation, like my body would start swaying or my hands would move in some way, but never like this. And my hands just started moving really, really rapidly, like fanning back and forth. And I was a little self-conscious about it and kept kind of like pushing my arm down or just trying to resist what was naturally coming through. And it was physically painful to do that. Finally, I just kind of let myself do whatever was happening. I sat up and I remember my hand going back and forth. And I looked across the room at one of the other ladies who was there. And as I would move my hand really rapidly, her booty started shaking like Shakira. And I was like, holy shit, am I? Like, what? And then I would stop and then her butt would stop. And then I would go again and I was like, what is going on? And I remember catching eyes with some of the other friends of ours, and they were just smiling and nodding, like, yes, girl, keep going, keep doing it. So that was the first experience. And that night, it really was like my guides, these beings that were channeling through me. Like, I did not have control of my arms in that experience. Now I do when I offer energy clearings, even though I still am channeling through that energy. This was sort of the guides, the beings training me and being like, this is what you can do. But anytime I tried to fight them, they would just take over. And I feel like it was an intention that we all had in that space to call through some new levels of healing. We were all awakening beautiful gifts and really coming on, things were coming online for all of us in such a beautiful way. And it was just like the strangest, like coolest thing that night to have these things coming through me and starting to see how it was impacting other people in the room. And just, I would be moving something and I would feel the instant to just have like all these tears move through me. And then the person I was over would start crying simultaneously. And so it was very validating to just start to see these experiences of like, when I cry, they cry. When I scream, they want to scream. And yeah, it was really beautiful. And also very in a way disorienting. It was like a fever dream. I remember waking up and just having so much cognitive dissonance and being like, was that real? Can I do that again? Did that really happen? Was I making that up? Was I channeling? Like, I just had so many unanswered questions, so many unknowns about the experience, and could really only go off of what I had experienced. And then getting to speak to people in the space, getting to hear what they felt, was really helpful in beginning that first step of understanding what was happening.
Thank you so much for sharing like your perspective of that whole experience. I can imagine, I know that it must have been like out of this world in a way. I can relate in when my light language opened, like that was a whole thing. And that actually happened after our Sedona trip, our first Sedona trip, it started opening. Then there was another like full activation. But yeah, I too felt like, whoa, wow, this is happening. This is cool. This is interesting. I also felt familiar in a sense too. And so cool. So how did it start? Like, how did you start adding it to your work or like building your confidence with you using this new gift? Because I know there's a lot of people that have opened their gifts since 2020. It's no secret. So many people have opened up more of their intuition, their energy healing abilities, their light language, their channel. It's like happening. And there's a lot of people, I remember like you, how you were looking for things, trying to find information. That's exactly how I was when my light language opened. I was like, I want to hear more stories about when other people's gifts opened. Like,
yeah.
What was their experience like? What was their journey like? How did they start? And so that's another reason why I want to like open this conversation up. Cause I know there's people listening probably that either feel like something's going to be opening soon. Cause I felt like that, or their gifts maybe opened recently and they want to start adding that to their work or like just expanding their confidence in it. So what was it like for you?
Well, it was really interesting because immediately after we were all kind of together with our girl group, I remember having to leave early because I was going to be hosting something nearby, my mastermind. And I remember getting on the train and going to host this mastermind and just sitting there contemplating like, what is my life right now? Like, I just opened all these gifts and now I have to go and do business strategy coaching. Like, huh? So I got there, grounded in, and I had somebody come in who facilitated breath work. And it was all really beautiful. And, you know, there was a lot that was coming up for these participants. And there was one person in particular who I had worked with for a very, very long time. So we had a very close relationship. And on the very last day, like something was just a little bit off about her. And somebody else came to me and was like, she okay? Like she's like not acting herself. And she ended up staying a little bit later. We were all at an Airbnb and her and I were in conversation. A bunch of girls got in the car and they were waiting. And then they ended up just leaving. So her and I were there together and we were talking. And she said, you know, a lot came up for me while we were doing breath work. And I just feel like I can't go home like this. And I said, okay. And again, literally had just opened up these energy gifts days before, didn't even know if I could activate them on my own. Like, I just had no idea. So I pulled on some of the other, you know, modalities that I had used in the past, things that I used as an actor. And I said, why don't you lay down? Let's ground you into your body. I'll do some idiokinesis work with you, which was a modality that I used when I was a performer, and started getting her in her body. And as we were doing this, maybe 15 minutes in, I could feel my hands starting to want to activate and want to move. And so I let her know that and I asked her permission and we kind of had a conversation about it. She was like, absolutely, like, please help me. I like am totally open to anything. Like, I trust you. Like, let's go for it. And so That was one of the most profound nights of my entire life. I feel like it was completely spirit-led for both of us to be there in that place at that time, for her to receive all that she received, and for me to have that validation that these are integrated into you, they are embodied into you, and you can utilize these. And I just remember, for like an hour and a half, I was working over her energetic field, and she was laying there making all of these like moaning sounds, like she was giving birth. And it like woke one of the people in the house, and they kind of peeked in, like, I don't know what's going on in there. And, I'm having this like whole, like making all these sounds and screaming and growling. And it felt like a completely out of body experience. It was very physically intense for me and for her. But it was also the most like connected to oneness. Whenever I do energy work, it's like a when I open this channel, it just feels like so incredibly divine and so exactly what I was made to do. And she ended up having really profound experiences. And when she went home, there was very measurable, tangible things that she experienced that really had a very profound impact on her life. So that was a huge validation for me that, okay, not only did what happened a couple days ago really happen, you have this ability. Other people probably have this ability. As human beings, we're just not tapped into it. We just are told this isn't the thing, or you're never shown how to access it. And so all of a sudden, these spirits, these beings showed me how to do this and helped me to remember. And yeah, that was really the first kind of step that just sort of happened into that really solidified that for me. And kind of from there, I began exploring, is this something I can do virtually, and what does that look like? And just doing like breath work stuff with people, and like my hands would start activating, or things would just activate. Especially in the beginning, I didn't really have much control over when things would come online. I'd be like at the bodega, like the New York delis, like just like on the corner, and like all of a sudden my hands just like fanning, and I'm like, stop it, you can't do that right now, that's not appropriate, that person did not give you permission, you can't just like start clearing energy whenever you want, like it was in my body, back off. And like it was a little bit of like a push and pull in the beginning to just really drop into that. And especially in, that was the whole year of 2020 when it first awakened. So being in New York City, there was a lot of very intense energy, a lot that I was feeling being so like blasted open. And so it was really challenging to integrate that and to figure out how I wanted to use that. So it really happened gradually over time.
Yeah. And I know you've done a lot of business coaching, NLP work, like you have that whole side of your stuff. Has it been like interesting, like starting to bring this in and share it like in a more public way?
Yes,
Because
it.
like it's like a whole, for me, it was like a whole ass identity
Oh
shift.
my God, yeah. Yeah, huge identity shift. I was terrified to tell people about it. And I remember I was in a mastermind at the time, and I like wanted to tell them like what was coming up, but I also didn't know how it would be received, even though a lot of those people in the group were very open and were very spiritual. And it really wasn't actually until I did a beautiful session with Shaman Durek, and
Nice.
I was talking to him, and he asked me, do you have any birthmarks? And I said, oh yeah, actually, like one of those like coffee stain ones. And he's like, where is it? And I said, on my back. He's like, where on your back? I'm like, my lower back. According to him, having a like birthmark on your lower back is a sign of having like spiritual gifts. And so like really any birthmarks, I don't know, everyone, whenever I bring this up, people are like, I have a birthmark here. What does it mean? I have one here. What does it mean? I'm like, I don't know. Message him and ask him to do a master class on birthmarks, please. But yeah, apparently it's us. It's a sign of our spiritual gifts or just things from past lives. And so he actually had me activate the birthmark. As soon as he had me activate it, I started feeling like waves of profound sadness, started sobbing. And he was asking me, what's coming through for you? And I was seeing this mob of people around me and saw myself being like strangled to death for speaking about and sharing these spiritual gifts. After that, it was like a 180. Previously, I felt completely scared, withdrawn, unable to speak about what I was experiencing. And literally, like days after that, I was like, I gotta sit down and do a podcast. It just completely opened up my desire to share about it, just cleared and connected me to, whatever was part of this past life where I had experienced these gifts before. It was really, really wild.
Wow. And was that was before the thing happened with your thing that you told me before we recorded this
I'm
of
trying to remember.
the video?
Oh, that was like last week.
So you handle that shit like a boss, basically.
Yeah. Well, it's like, yeah, like, as I talk about, more of the energy clearing stuff, it's interesting because, it is a part of my work, but it's not all of my work. Like, I still offer some business strategy type work, helping people with like, oh, I want to do a keynote. I'm like, sure, let's do that. Like, I love working on like program design and, figuring out the best way to teach large groups, whatever your idea or concept is. And I also have a certification. So like it's just interesting though that the energy work stuff always gets the most traction on social media. It's the thing that people want to talk to me about on podcasts. And it's something that, is probably the thing that's the most soul aligned thing within my being. Like it just connects me to consciousness and oneness. So I love talking about it. It's also very triggering for a lot of people to hear these ideas and to witness someone moving energy, and especially, people of certain, strict religious backgrounds who follow certain like rules and ideas, it can be very upsetting to them. They have very strong opinions about it. And then also just like the random white dudes on the internet like throw a lot of shade. And so like last week I had put up a video talking about me working with like entity attachments for what that I now have learned how to work with when I notice them in somebody's energetic field, which I didn't really have that distinction in the beginning, and I can share more about that.
I'd love to hear more about that.
Yeah, so but it was like an interesting evolution. And so the more I talk about those things and the deeper I go into it, the more polarizing I've noticed it has been publicly for like when I talk about those things publicly. But I also like to me, it's like, yeah, I'm gonna get pushback and people who don't like it and people who don't agree with it. But at the same time, like, if somebody's coming into my business coaching container or my certification container and they have a strong visceral response to that, I don't want them finding out that that's part of my work later. That doesn't mean I'm going to do that work with them, but if they just like value-wise just do not agree with that, then to me it just doesn't make sense to not talk about those things. I'm not going to hide parts of myself for anyone else's comfort. Like, this is who I am, this is what I believe in, this is part of what I do, and if this is a visceral like no for you, like I totally honor and respect that, and then we're just like not a right fit. So I've kind of found a way to really feel like really aligned. And before I ever post any of this that type of work, I like really check in with my guides. I'm like, are you sure? Are you sure you want me to share this clip? And they're like, yeah. I'm like, no, but are you like really sure? They're like, yeah, you got to post it. I'm like, okay, fine. So like I never want to post anything out of, like, oh, this is cool, this will be interesting for people. Like, no. Is this something that needs to be shared? So I feel like I've been really practicing a lot of discernment around how and when and what I share and for what intention.
I think that's so important, and it's like a good to check in with that to make sure that it's like really coming from a pure place and all of that. And I love what you said about the whole like attracting people who have similar values and just being yourself no matter what, because like that's really what it is. Like, you, in order to attract our dream clients and people who are like just amazing to work with and serve and support, like, we got to just be our fucking selves so that we repel the people who aren't resonant and we magnetize the people who are. And that's really all about it.
Yeah, I started to notice that, there were some earlier containers that I had when these first awakened, and people would ask me about some of the energy clearing stuff because I was like starting to talk about it here and there, and I would get uncomfortable even though it was like my paid containers, because there was the inner voice going, but is everybody on board with this? Is this going to freak them out? Are they going to want a refund? Are they not going to want to be here? So it's like I'm just not available for that. So okay, let me make sure they know. Like, let me honor and respect their boundaries as well, and make sure they fully know what I'm about. So that's given me a lot of peace, even when people are like have viscerally negative experience responses to what I share.
And I love the way that you articulate that too. You state it like so clearly, like it's like this grounded, embodied, just way of being, which is so. So, all right, I want to hear about the clearing spirits part, and then we're going to move a little bit into the other stuff, like your certification and stuff. I want to get on that a little bit too.
So a lot of people will ask, what is it like to clear spirits, or how do you know when it's a spirit versus some other energy like shame or sadness. So when I first began offering clearings and was working with people, I didn't expect to be talking to spirits or working with spirits in any capacity. That was like, even nowadays when I'm like, this is what I do during the week. I just like have conversations with spirits. This is so strange. Like, it still kind of makes me laugh. But in the beginning, I would notice these really intense body sensations. So I will feel it in my body often when I'm working with someone. And I would almost, it was almost like a neck jerk where it's like something would be like pulling at my muscle in a really like strong, like very painful, uncomfortable way. Sometimes a lot of times it happens in the neck. Sometimes it would happen in my back, but it would disorient my jaw. And it was when I knew that one of my guides, April, was stepping in. She is like a total badass, like spirit, not even like spirit slayer. She's so loving. And anybody who's told me after the fact that they felt her presence, they like physically saw her come in and just like scoop up the spirit and be like, come on, let's go, take you to the light. It's really interesting because I don't tell anybody anything about what she looks like or anything like that. And just the consistencies of what people have seen is just so trippy and so cool. But so in the beginning, I was feeling these like visceral, like strong, like pulling sensations, these contractions. And I would immediately start channeling, and the channel would shift from, you know, sometimes my channel is usually a little bit like softer and lighter, like Ashwagandha, and then her energy would come in, and it was like like it would just come in like really low and really intensely. And over time, I started to recognize like, okay, that's actually an attachment. That's some kind of like entity. And it was something that was beyond the client's unprocessed emotions because it had a different physical sensation. When it was sadness, shame, it might be dense or heavy, but those emotions that are the individuals always felt very smooth to me, like magnetically smooth. But when it's some kind of entity attachment, it feels very jagged, almost like spiky ice. That's how I see it. It's just like very spiky. So random. And so it's like, oh, and I feel the pulling. So a little like spiky icicle. So that's like one way that I was really like, oh, okay, this is a spirit. And the other ways that it'll sometimes come through is like the client will suddenly start like expressing things. They'll be talking, be checking in with them, you know, talking to different parts of them. What are you noticing here? What's present for you here? You know, as we're doing the clearing. And they'll start saying a bunch of positive things, and then all of a sudden just say the most out of nowhere disempowering thing that was very inconsistent. And it would almost be phrased it would still be in their voice, but it would be phrased in a way with a cadence that just didn't sound like them. And maybe it's more of like an intuitive thing, but I would just immediately feel like, okay, that's trickster energy. That's something fucking with you. And I would immediately have the client call out that voice. And it was a little bit of a process that I learned from working with Shaman Durek of just calling out that voice and just saying, voice that says that to me, like, why would you say that to me? And so that's been really interesting too, to really empower the different people that I work with to really be able to challenge that and not accept everything. Somebody's asking me the other day, like, oh, I really want to like let go of more energy. Like, I just struggle with self-trust and I want to trust more. And I'm like, well, not trusting everything's actually a really good thing. Cause that's actually your practice of discernment. Don't trust everything. Challenge everything, especially if it's a low, dense, uncomfortable feeling that just doesn't feel like you. Challenge that. That's okay. You don't have to accept and trust everything that's coming through. And she was like, oh, okay, interesting. And so, yeah, so I was noticing like clients would contradict themselves, but it was someone else's voice. Something else that I started to notice was once we then kind of began this dialogue with this spirit, sometimes I would say like, you know, can you answer? Can you tell me what you're hearing? Sometimes they're like, oh, I don't want to. Oh, this is freaking me out. I don't know. I don't want to. I'm like, okay, no problem. Would it be okay if I like, if you can just speak on behalf of the spirit and I can talk to them? And they're like, oh, okay, yeah, that's better. That's better. A couple of people who are like, yeah, you do it. I'm like, okay. So I'll have the conversation. And when they do that, it happened with like three clients where I noticed they would, when they would respond as the spirit, they would start scrunching their nose. Only happened in like recent like the last 2 months where I like noticed this little thing where they just start scrunching their nose as they were responding. And I was just like, oh, that's interesting. So there's kind of these little tells where they are figuring out how to like channel through this voice or speak on behalf. And sometimes it comes through really slowly for clients when they're speaking on behalf of whatever energy is there. And then sometimes it comes through a little bit more smoothly, depending. But even people who are like, oh, I don't know about this. I'm like, well, in the process that I take people through of just sort of like integrating that energy back into wholeness, which is also like bringing that energy into the light. I'm like, even if you want to identify that, or if it feels better to say that's a, you know, an unintegrated part of myself or a part of myself that I've like banished and I want to bring that back, bringing that part into the light and bringing it back into wholeness, I'm like, it doesn't really matter. Like either way, you're getting to the same end result, whether your belief system says, oh, it's a subconscious fragmentation or it's a, you know, entity attachment. I personally feel like there is a difference and I note a difference. But for some people, that's just an easier way for them to just kind of allow that process to happen. Although 99% of the people that book energy clearings are fully on board, and I kind of ask them in the forum, like, are you comfortable with this? Like, you know, what types of language do you like to use? Do you like to say God, universe, source, spirit? Do you want to call in archangels? And most, literally, almost every person is like, I'm open to anything. I don't really have a preference. So I, those are the best clients because they
Oh,
just truly
interesting.
there to receive. Yeah.
So what happens usually like after you clear an energy or entity or whatever?
So once that clears, sometimes people will be like, I don't know, is it in the light? And I'm like, well, talk to it. Like, ask it, are you in the light now? And then they're like, oh, no, it's not. And like, I know. In the beginning, I used to kind of take over a lot more and step in and be like, oh, I can like clear this energy for you. And I was attracting people who, you know, I think from that energy and the way that I was positioning the offer, they're like, okay, I'm ready, heal me. Like, just come like fully open, which is fine. Like, can we work in that way? Sure. But I found it's been way more impactful to actually like teach the people who come into the space how to dialogue, how to have that conversation, giving them language like, say out loud, this is my body. This is my body. And I've had people who like really like screaming, like clients who I worked with before who are like relatively soft-spoken, all of a sudden tapping into this and like, this is my fucking body. And I'm like, holy shit. Like they're like really like finding something so visceral, so deep in them. And you know, like finding this like sacred rage and just like really creating this strong boundary and finding their voice and being able to be able to say that. And I mean, with these energies, it's like I'm always like, send them love. Like, because a lot of times people are like, I'm angry at them, I'm mad at them, they did these things to me. And I'm like, send them love, help them. They are lost. That's what attracted them into the space. Send them love, help them, right? They're here. We're here together. I'm here to support you. So we're able to like help them integrate into the light. And then as they go into the light and integrate into like oneness, whether you want to say back into heaven, back into the light, the clients will be like, oh my God, I feel so much lighter. Or, oh, I feel something shift. And I will not move on until they feel that change. And sometimes like people will say, oh, I don't know if it's in the light, but it's definitely not here. And I don't even want to learn where one was like, I don't even want to talk to it again. I don't even want to like, I'm so mad at it. It's in the light. It's not near me anymore. I can definitely feel like it's gone. And so I called in my guide April to guide it to the light and to support, because she was like, I don't want to send it to the light. I'm not going with it anywhere. And I was like, okay, that's your boundary. No problem. Like, that's totally fine. So it just depends, like, you know, different people kind of have different experiences. But what's really interesting too is that once people begin to like clear, whether it's an entity or just other energies in their body, as you know, because you do a lot of the similar work, it like these things that were these quote unquote invisible blocks. That's the number one thing people say. They're like, oh, I have this invisible block. I've done all these other modalities and I can't figure it out. What's there? And once they kind of remove that, it's like the floodgates open. And all of a sudden, they're like tapping into these different emotional experiences. I've had people afterwards with like, oh my God, I was so tired. I like slept for 2 days. Some people are like, oh my God, it's so weird. I couldn't, like, I wasn't yawning at all as a purge during it, but I have yawned 50 times in the last 30 minutes since the session. This is so weird. Like one person went home and had her first ever partner orgasm, even though she was married with two kids. I had a
Wow.
client who was like, he was like, hey, I hope this isn't like too like TMI, but he's like, things are happening down there. And he's just like randomly getting boners and like all this energy had moved. And I was like, this is great. I was like, it's not TMI. I'm like, this is, I love being able to hear, you know, how this is impacting different people. And, you know, those are the more like tangible things that people experience. And then there's like more subtle things where like I just feel more open or I feel more able to like share my message or different things like that. But, you know, the integration process can be like almost like plant medicine work. You remove these blockages, it's ceremonial level work. It can be intense. It can be like a reintegration and a huge identity shift for a lot of people. So
Yeah.
it's I do not take this work lightly at all. And I feel like it's always the right people who are like truly called to it. And people will say, like, oh, I heard you. I thought about it for 6 weeks or 5 months or 6 months. And then I don't know, I just felt called to it. And I'm like, perfect.
Nice.
It's like,
So
yeah.
you've been like sharing about the energy clearing stuff and also your other stuff that you have been doing. Does it feel like it kind of, you've kind of weaved things in a way? Just curious.
Yeah, kind of. I mean, a lot of the people who like come for like certification type stuff, they're also curious about energy work. And even if I wouldn't, like, there was one person in the certification where I would not have expected that. And then she's like, oh, yeah, I'm an Akashic Records reader. And we were like, what? We're like 4 months into the program. You're just sharing that now. But like, she had shifted something doing one of the techniques in the coaching certification, and it like opened something up for her to then like feel comfortable sharing that. So it's like, it doesn't always have to be energy work. Like, all of this is like helping to clear and process different things. So I
Yeah.
do think there's an overlap, and I hope eventually my intention is like to continue in the energy study. And like, there's some people where I've like recorded some sessions with certain friends and stuff like that, because I'm like, I want to watch them back and like see exactly what I'm doing to see if there is actually a specific process for the way that I'm moving things or the way that I'm sensing things that potentially could be taught in some capacity at some point in time. So yeah, I hope that they weave together more.
That's really cool. That's what I was like thinking. I'm like, man, it would be really cool for you to have like something like that in the certification. But it is all related if you really think about it, because we're essentially like supporting people with releasing their blocks, quote unquote, or stuck energy and emotions. And you can do that through NLP and things with the subconscious mind work. And the energetic work, like we're talking, is just a different love, like layer of it, or a different, I guess a different level, layer, whatever you want to call it.
I
And
will
I,
say,
what were you to say?
I know I was gonna say, like, I do notice that when I'm working with people before we even do energy work, or like when they're talking to me about what they're sensing, I use a lot of the NLP work to inform how I understand what's coming up for them. Like, I had a client a couple weeks ago who spoke almost exclusively in metaphor, which was so interesting. I've never met anybody like that in my whole life. You know, because most clients will be like, I don't know, I feel something stuck. And like, I just feel sad sometimes. And, you know, it's kind of like I feel a little bit trapped, like I'm stuck inside a box, right? So, like, that's a metaphor, like I'm stuck inside a box, but they'll give you like some emotion based words. So, it's usually like some kind of a mix. This person did not give me a single emotion based word, it was all metaphor. So she was telling me about being stuck in a box with these wooden paneled walls, and she couldn't find the door. And sometimes she could find the door, but sometimes she couldn't. And she, you know, when she would be able to open the door, then she could connect. But when the door wouldn't open, sometimes there was no door. So it was this really beautiful metaphor. And, you know, at one point she said, it feels like there's an impoverished person living inside of me. And when I heard that, things went ding, 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 ding. Because to me, if you say something like that, I literally make a little note and I'm like, entity question mark, like, is that a spirit? An impoverished person living inside of me. No, I didn't say anything to her at that moment, and literally within 5 minutes of like having her connect into her heart, speak to her heart, she was like, I don't want to go into it. And I said, why? She said, because there's a man standing next to me, and that was the impoverished man. And he was just a spirit that was like such a dickhead and was so difficult and wanted power and money and just wanted to take. And so I actually started using NLP language and something that we learn in values elicitation, where we chunk someone up to get agreement. And so I literally start doing a fucking values elicitation on this entity, on this spirit. And it's like, I want value. I'm like, okay, well, you know, what is it that, like, you know, didn't want to go to the light? And we were like, why? And it said, you know, I want money. I'm here to to take, and I want to have more money, and I want to have all this power. I want power. And I was like, well, what would power do for you? It'll give me more money. And I'm like, okay, well, money give me more power. And so it's giving me all these words. And I said, okay, if you had this, 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 and this, what would all of that do for you? Which is something called a lasso that we do when somebody's giving you these like safety sort of self-preservation words. And it said, I said, so if you had power, if you had money, if you had all the things in the world, what would that do for you? And he said, I would finally be able to rest. Said, I would be at peace. And then went, wait a minute, I feel like you're trying to trick me. And
That's what he
so,
said.
yeah, he said, I'm gonna be like, and so I was like, all right, I'm calling in backup. And I was like, I'm gonna call in my guide, April. And then April came in and he was like, and this is not me talking to the spirit. This is the client speaking on behalf. So she's like in this almost like manly voice, which is really interesting. He's like, I want money. I want power. I'm like, okay, what would you have? And so April came in and I just called her in, and all of a sudden the client was like, I feel safe now with her. And I was like, with who? He's like, with April. I'll go home. I'll go to the light. And we said, okay. And
Wow.
that was it. Yeah. So I got backup. Like people are like, what happens if it doesn't want to go? I'm like, oh, I got plenty of tools in my bag, and I've also got like a really amazing spirit team to help out.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's cool. Thanks for
Yeah.
sharing all these stories. I
Yeah,
love
you're welcome.
these. Very cool.
So seeing how it's weaving together in those ways.
Yeah. So I would love for you. I mean, I know you're really passionate about your certification, and I would love to have, like, just give you the opportunity to kind of share a little bit about that. We both did NLP Master Prac together, and when did you start your certification?
I remember I signed up like almost immediately after going to Tony Robbins in 2017. So I think it was early 2018 that I went. It was like maybe March or April or May, something in like that first half of the year. And then the second half of the year, I was doing my master prac and you were doing your prac like back to
Yeah.
back, and we were all in California hanging out.
Went to karaoke that one night.
Yes. Yeah. So yeah, I was doing primarily business strategy coaching prior to that, and was having a lot of success very quickly, and had some pretty sizable group coaching programs. It was like over 100 people, 80, 100, 150, which I remember at the time thinking like, I've arrived, I've made it. And then I started seeing that there were some gaps within people like really being able to implement what was being taught. And that was like my first curiosity of like something's missing. And I had a partner at the time who, she kind of did her own thing. And I was like, no, like I'm not cool with like where we're at in the progression of this offering. Like we're not coaching at the highest level, because there were some people who were like the rock stars who would implement, get all these results. And then these people who I kind of categorize as like the underdogs who just would self-sabotage and be like, everyone could see their brilliant ideas and their potential, but they just wouldn't take action with it. And then there was people who were like lurking, or people who were just being the cheerleader in the group and being like the community supporter and answering everybody's questions, but not doing any of the work themselves. And occasionally there would be like the lurkers or the ghosts who just like wouldn't attend or wouldn't turn their cameras on. And so I was seeing this spread not just like in my groups, but also in other group programs and masterminds that I was had participated in. And I was like, I feel like at that time, more so than now, there was sort of an attitude of, well, you can't, you can lead a horse to water, but you can't get them to drink. So if people don't want to finish the programs, then that's their problem. Like I just remember feeling like, why is that? Like, no, we have to, we could do better. And I remember going to Tony Robbins, July of 2017, and I was like, holy shit, this is it. This is what's missing. And Tony does almost like his stuff is all NLP. It's
Yeah,
like elevated and
it's
he's
amazing.
cool stuff to really make it applicable for, 14,000 people in a room, and, does a lot more with like physiology work. But am I frozen?
No, you're good.
Oh, okay, you're frozen. So after I went to Tony Robbins, I remember coming home and going, holy shit, this is the missing piece. But now what do I do about that? Like, I need to learn and figure out how to incorporate this, and I need to learn this. So that kind of kicked things off. And I remember going through the certifications and then weaving that into all of my like coaching programs and addressing beliefs that people would have and resistance they would have before they would get to the module where the resistance would show up, and just started doing all this really fun stuff with it. And it was really cool to see how differently people experienced the programs that I was running at that time,
Nice.
how the results shifted. So that was really the beginning. And then from there, it was, I'm sure you experienced that too, where all of a sudden you take someone through a technique and they're like, how'd you do that? How do I learn to do that? And so, for years I was an affiliate for different certification companies, and that was like probably like the number one thing people would ask me. And I just kept sending people to other certification programs, and that was great for a while. I loved being an affiliate, and then I was like, I actually think this is something that, I really see myself doing. And I
Nice.
kind of pushed it aside for a couple years because it was like a complete rebrand, a complete rebuild, and I was also going through a lot of health stuff, what I now know was toxic black mold, and some other health issues that were invisible, and I was getting no answers from doctors. So I didn't really have the capacity to like build something from scratch, but eventually I just kind of pulled the ripcord and did it anyway. And it took me over a year to get things built up for the certification before I launched it, because
Nice.
it was like my health was just like, I needed so many breaks and I needed so much space in between. But yeah, now we're running the certification and got
How
my
long is
health back. And right now it's a 6 month container. We're going to probably restructure it a little bit, because I feel like, some of the stuff we ended up doing two, we have 2 3-day immersives within the like weekly 6 months, and those were just the most fun, and we really just plowed through so much. And as I've been teaching it, I'm like, oh yeah, these concepts really stack beautifully one on top of another. And so having like 6 weeks in between certain concepts, I was like, oh no, these need to be taught all together. So we'll probably shorten it a little bit, or not even necessarily shorten it, because I want to expand what we're teaching within the certification, but just kind of get into like some of the deeper stuff faster.
Very cool. And so you just go into all the NLP, hypnosis, timeline, all of the things. Very, very cool. Is there a way, like, do you have like some, do you have a way that people can start to get to know you more, like with what
Like
you're,
learning about coaching.
for anyone listening who like wants to connect with you or
So I
like get a feel for your vibe?
totally. So I have like my regular podcast, CEO Psyche, that we took a little break from it, but we're coming back. And then I also have just an 8-part series, like audio series, that's free that I created called Training to Coach. So I can give you guys the link
Oh,
for
cool.
that. I kind of break down like just the foundations of coaching and just answer some of the basic questions of coaching, but also speak to some of the more like higher level conversations for those people who are already like coaching, but maybe aren't trained as coaches, or maybe just are like intuitive healers or have the desire to do that, or maybe they have courses and they want to incorporate like more support within their Facebook group or on coaching calls. So yeah.
Very cool. I'll link that. I've always known you to be like a very I don't know what the word is, like strategic, structured kind of, but like also intuitive. Like you bring both of that to like your the way that you teach or the way that you show up, the way that you explain things is like very easy to follow, if that makes sense.
Thank you. That's
Yeah.
like truly one of the highest of compliments for me.
Really? Oh,
Yeah,
yeah.
like I love like that's I always like seek to do that. I feel like as a kid, there were many teachers where I struggled to learn, and being like that's such a core value for me of like really creating very expansive and inclusive approaches to teaching a single concept. So hearing that it's resonating is makes me very happy.
Yeah, very cool. It's cool that it's like you brought it to life, you're embodying it, and I'm excited for you to bring more of your energy stuff into everything too. I'm like, I kind of like see you doing that in a bigger way.
Could be. Put it out there. I receive that.
Sweet. Is there anything else that you want to share with those listening before we sign off? Wrap a bow on all of this juiciness that we dove into.
We talked about so much. I would say, if you're in a place where you're beginning to awaken gifts, or you have that feeling like, oh, I know I have spiritual gifts, I don't know how to awaken them, or, it really just begins with allowing yourself to explore. Like even you were talking about light language, I remember that first coming through, and it was like me laying on the floor meditating and just giving myself unconditional permission to let sound come out and let it be really fucking weird. And so it's like, just let it be weird. Just, and of course that took a little time too with the energy healing of like, oh my God, what are people going to think? What am I doing with my hands? This looks so strange, or I'm making this really weird face, or making this really weird sound. So it really, part of the embodiment was just doing it. And just that practice of allowing myself the space to explore it on my own first, and then with people who, were very open, those were the beginnings. But yeah, keep exploring your gifts, keep playing around with that, like whether it's a vocal channel, energy gifts, clairaudience. There, we as human beings have so much more potential, so many more abilities than we have been taught and told that we have. So it's not some crazy mystical thing in the ethers that only some special chosen people have. I truly believe that we all have gifts to varying degrees, and it truly is about cultivation. It's not about natural talent and gifts. So if you feel the pull to explore something, explore it and begin to cultivate that.
I love that beautiful message. Thank
Thank
you
you.
so much for sharing your magic. This was fun and really glad that we were able to drop in like this.
Me too. It's been way too long, and I'm just very grateful. Thank you for allowing me to share.
Thank you so much for listening to today's episode. If you loved what you heard, please be sure to leave a review on iTunes and hit the subscribe button. If you want extra motivation to manifest a life and business you're obsessed with, then find me on Instagram at It's Stephanie Sage and visit spiritualbossbabe.com. I love you so, so much, and I'll see you in the next episode.